is coarser, more sandy-like, sandy loam we have around here.
Okay. We have a term for low-lying grassland, but not underwater or not wet or anything. Any term for that?
Meadow.
Okay. That's more or less what it means?
Yes, meadow or pasture land.
Okay. What do you call a type land that's really more appropriate in a hillier area, but we have a sort of hilly area and you've got a rich farmland in the river valley or something? What do you call that kind of land? Have a term for that?
I don't know whether you want this term or not, the term that's used in farming. Terrace farming?
No, I was thinking of something.
You're thinking of river bottom, I think.
You'd call it river bottom?
Well, there is river bottom land.
There's river bottom.
You call it bottom land or river bottom?
Well, here they call it river bottom on account of the river, I suppose.
It has a scientific name, too, and I'd have to look it up to tell you, but it's also called gumbo. It's a real heavy, hard soil to till. Do you have the scientific name for it?
No.
He wants what you call it.
I want what you call it.
Well, I call it gumbo.
Okay. If you have a inland, if you have a wet place, and water stands, what do you call that?
On farmland, you call it a low swale.
You call it a swale?
Yes.
Okay. What would you call a great big one? Maybe you had alligators and everything. Not in Indiana, obviously. What would you call a great big place like that?
Well, I expect it to be a lake or
a...
A what?
It could be
a swamp.
Swamp.
All right. Did you ever hear the term slough used?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a slough and a swale?
Slough would be a larger area and much wetter. It would be unsuitable for farming, I would think, unless it was well drained first.
Uh-huh. Okay. Along the edge of if you have wet land along the edge of a stream or a lake, what would you call that? Any idea?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't call it a marsh, or?
Yes, you could. But a marsh could be a distance away from a river, too. It wouldn't need to be close.
Okay.
Like in the early days, before drainage was good, you could have marshes long distances from your waterways.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say now it would probably be pretty close to the river.
Mm-hmm. I was noticing that, as a matter of fact, up in the northern part of the county, there's all these drainage ditches, these long... How exactly do those things work? Do they have, is that what they are? They just drain
yes,
the...
Yes, they're ditches that have been built by big equipment like dredges or cranes.
Well, they just pump out the fields when they don't need the water.
They do that a lot in Keener Township around DeMott.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was noticing north when
yeah.
I came down on the...
Pump it out in the spring, probably are pumping now too, because we've had big fall rains and fields are pretty wet, so they could be pumping it out of the fields now, but usually in the spring when the river overflows, then they pump it out of the ditches or lower the level of the water in the ditches so the fields can drain.
Mm-hmm.
At irrigating pumps, not irrigating pumps, but just plain pumps.
What's your general term for a small freshwater stream?
Creek.
Okay. You have any other terms for different sizes, or?
I don't think so.
In other words, whatever. What if it's bigger than a creek? It's